In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that had been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
What gifts are you giving this Christmas? How do you show those who matter to you just how much you love them? I somehow doubt that any of us can quite match some gifts given by celebrities last Christmas. Shopping for reality TV queen Kim Kardashian, Kanye West went all out last Christmas to show just how much he loved her. He showered her with none fewer than 150 gifts, including a custom-painted Birkin bag that cost over £100,000. The prize for celebrity creativity when it comes to a gift last year probably went to Angelina Jolie. She bought husband Brad Pitt a waterfall, a real waterfall, and a plot of land to go round to go with it. Back in 2005, David Beckham broke the bank, I would imagine. He gave Victoria a number of luxury gifts, including a diamond-encrusted handbag, a custom-made Rolls-Royce Phantom, and a £2 million ruby and diamond necklace. I doubt that any of us are quite in that league this Christmas. But what gifts are you giving this Christmas? How do you show those who matter to you that you love them? Christmas celebrates the greatest gift ever given out of love for anyone. Because as the two banners at the front of our church remind us, God so loved the world that he gave his Son, his only Son. God gave his Son who is himself God. God of God, light of light, as we all sang in our first carol this evening. God, the creative spirit behind life, the universe and everything, took on human form and lived as one of us. This baby whose birth we celebrate at Christmas, this baby is God with skin on, entering the world as any human baby does. As that last reading which Sue read put it, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. God the Son took on the limitations of a human body. He took on the limitations of a human mind, and he lived life just as one of us, as we will be singing in our final carol. Veiled in flesh, the Godhead see. Hail, the incarnate deity, incarnate in flesh, God with skin on. God gave his Son. God the Son set aside all the power and all the glory that were his and took on a human body and a human mind. He might have come into the world aged 30 and ready for ministry. He could have come as an adult and shortcut all the messy bits of childhood and adolescence. He could have just appeared one day, strolling out of the hills of Galilee, ready to call his disciples. But God didn't choose to do that. Jesus entered the world in the same way as any other human being does, as a baby, small and vulnerable, and totally dependent on his parents. Jesus experienced the whole of life just as we do. God gave his Son, but in the words of every 3 or 4 year old, why? What does he want to do that for? That last reading continues, no one has ever seen God. But God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known. As this baby grows, we get to see what God is like. Not what he looks like, but what his character is like. Loving and compassionate to all who turn to him. A humble servant living life for others. Profoundly wise, giving us moral teaching that hasn't been bettered or even matched in the 2,000 years since. Powerful over all works of evil in our midst, defeating sickness and oppression. In Jesus, we see life as it was designed to be lived, without the influence of selfishness or sin. Life in all of its fullness. Life in the power of the Spirit. But he was born not just to live, but also to die. God taking upon himself on the cross the judgment we deserve for the mess that we make of our lives. For ignoring God and accepting the rule of self-centeredness. For rejecting God's way of love and self-sacrifice and living for self alone. God took upon himself the judgment for our rebellion against him and died on the cross to restore us to him. He was born to live and he was born to die, but also to rise from the dead. Death cannot hold God down. At the first Easter, he triumphed over death, he triumphed over sin, and he triumphed over our sin that took him to the cross. God gave his Son. But to whom? To whom did he give this gift? To Mary and Joseph? Surely not just to Mary and Joseph. To religious people, perhaps. Well, they were the ones who had him killed. To ordinary first century Palestinians who heard him speak, who were healed by his touch. Yeah, that's getting closer. His message of love and acceptance was to ordinary folk living ordinary, humdrum lives. Not just to Jews, but to all people, irrespective of race, irrespective of circumstance. It was to ordinary people, not just of the first century, but of every generation. He rose again from the dead and is still alive today, ascended to heaven. His gift comes afresh to us in our generation. God gives us God gives you his son. He's not asking you to take home a baby tonight. You'll be glad to hear. But he is inviting you to receive the very life he breathed into that baby. To receive the Spirit of God. To help you to live as life was designed to be lived. God offers you a gift tonight because he loves you and he wants to show that love to you. The gift is priceless. You couldn't buy it with money anyway. In fact, there's nothing you can do to even deserve the gift. But when you recognize that and are prepared to come to God empty-handed, acknowledging that he gave Jesus to live, to die, to rise again for you, then God gives you that gift for free. As you leave this evening, I'd like to offer you a copy of a little booklet that tells you more about receiving this gift. It's simply called Why Christmas? Christmas isn't so much about receiving gifts as receiving the most priceless gift there ever was, a life. Life in all its fullness. Life as it was designed to be lived. Those two banners at the front of the church are based on perhaps one of the most famous verses in the Bible, which says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life." God so loves you that he gave his Son for you, that you might have eternal life, that you might have life in all its fullness, life as it was designed to be lived. But will you receive that gift tonight? It's given in love to show that he loves you. It's given in love that you might know him. It's given in love that you might follow him. Will you receive that gift tonight?